Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this beautiful Monday. And by the way, don't forget, too, at the bottom of the hour, 4:30, we have a call coming in from U.S. Senator Katie Britt. We'll have her on the show to talk about some recent events that basically dramatically impact our nation. Yeah, Katie Britt calling in at 4:30. Right now, though, I want to go to the phones, and I'm going to change gears here. It's kind of interesting because earlier in the show, I did my monologue on what I call taxation by other means. And I decided to have this third part of the show, this third dipper, dipper number three, is on taxation by other means. There is a piece of legislation making its way through the Alabama legislative processes that just, I mean, I look at it and think, why in God's name would you do this? And so I began to sort of inquire and ask around, and then I found out that somebody who I am, you know, very familiar with, proud to have worked with him in the past, is the expert on the issue. So coming on the air right now is Robin Stone, who has worked in governmental affairs for Blue Cross with the Business Council of Alabama and is now the executive director of the Alliance of Alabama Healthcare Consumers, which does not even fit on a business card. Robin Stone, how are you doing?
Well, I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having me on your program.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I should point out, too, that not only do you and I know each other from Montgomery days, but you have connections to Northeast Alabama, the Gadsden area, through family connections there. And so it's nice to have a home guy on.
Well, yes, sir. Born and raised in Alabama City, Alabama. Proud of it.
Nice. Well, hey, listen, Robin, the House Bill 238, which is being carried by Representative Philip Rigsby. I mean, the bottom line is this looks like just a great way to tax people without calling it a tax. Give us the background on this bill and what you know about it, please.
Well, I will. It is either a camouflage tax or a fee, whatever you want to call it. But at the bottom line, it's going to cost a lot more money. The last thing that employers and the employees that get their health care from their workplace is need is more cost added to their health care. And that is the only thing that House Bill 238 guarantees. The bill adds $10.64 a fee on every prescription that is filled in Alabama for people with insurance through their employer. That's every prescription in your bag when you walk out of the pharmacy. Now, just to put that in context, there are over almost 3 million individuals in Alabama who have their health care insurance through their employer, so all of those people are going to be affected. I'll throw some numbers at you very, very quickly. Initial estimates are this is going to be a minimum of $275 to the pharmacy cost of every person per year. Now, to a family, that's over $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
And when you roll it all up, that's $800 million in additional health care costs to Alabamians. And increased premiums and at the pharmacy counter.
So let me just jump in. So Robin, I want to make sure I'm clear. $10.64 per prescription. So if you go down, let's say you're, I don't know, let's take the extreme example. Let's say you're being treated for some type of cancer regimen, and you've got a series of medications. You're going to pick up 5 prescriptions at a whack. That's $50-something at that point.
That is exactly right.
Why is this a good idea?
Well, that is a very good question. Why now and why is this a good idea? This bill would implement what's called a cost-plus method of reimbursement for pharmacy owners, which guarantees those owners a profit with no obligation to expand access fee or care in underserved rural areas or any obligation for anything else. Right now, don't get me wrong, pharmacists are extremely important in the healthcare delivery system.
Sure.
We all know that.
Yeah.
We all like our pharmacists, and they do a great job. But the thing that's unprecedented about this piece of legislation is the pharmacists are asking the government to basically price fix in the private market. That's unprecedented. I don't know of a single other healthcare provider or, matter of fact, any other business owner in the state who's guaranteed a profit through legislation passed by the legislature. It would establish a very serious and threatening precedent in the business community if everybody wants to be guaranteed a profit.
Yeah, because you're not, and by the way, you're not here like today trying to defend Big Pharma and the way they price things. That's not where we are right now. This is about protecting the consumer and the employers who are going to wind up being the ones who wind up paying for this, because it's going to get passed through to them, right?
Well, that is exactly right. You know, I'm not defending Big Pharma, because Big Pharma is one of the reasons that healthcare is so high today. You know, today, 25% of every healthcare premium dollar goes to drug costs. But this legislation that is being proposed does not address any of those rising, skyrocketing costs. This bill does one thing and one thing only. It generates funds for pharmacy owners to be reimbursed and guaranteed a profit. It doesn't do anything else to improve services in the shop or to expand service in underserved areas, rural areas, or anything like that. It's strictly about more money for pharmacy owners.
Okay, so like I can grumble about a gas tax, but at least I see a road getting paved. And I did. I grumbled quite a bit about gas taxes, but at least I see pavement going down, right? So what does the consumer get out of this? They don't get anything. You're just telling me that all we did was put money in the pocket of the pharmacy owner.
That's exactly right. If you look at the legislation, I've read it a lot of times, but I don't see anything in there specifically that says, and for this additional fee, we will do this. There's a lot of discussion about underserved areas, but as you well know, if it's not in the legislation, it doesn't matter. So that's our real concern right now. There needs to be a discussion about pharmacists and their state and the Alabama healthcare delivery system. We can have that dialogue, and we should. But from an employer standpoint that offers benefits, right now Alabama families are really buckling under the high cost of living and rising costs, and the last thing they need is more money in their healthcare delivery system that will not go away.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, I look at this and think, and by the way, are there any exemptions? Are there any age exemptions? Are there any income exemptions? Is there anybody out there who's going to get some relief from this, or is it just going to happen no matter what if the bill passed?
Well, just specifically, this includes people who are getting their healthcare from commercial sources. That would be Aetna, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, people like that. It doesn't include people on Medicare. It doesn't include people on Medicaid. But like I said, that's 2.750 million people in the state of Alabama that would be impacted by this piece of legislation. So every one of those people, if they all went in for a prescription tomorrow, they would all pay a $10.64 fee on every prescription that they walked out of that store with. And that can be a lot, as you said earlier in the program.
Well, you just hit the middle class basically at that point. You just said that the heartbeat of America, of Alabama's economy, which is the people who are still producing. And I'm not saying that in a negative sense, because people on Medicaid are maybe not producing as much right now. People who are on Medicare have already reached retirement potentially, but the folks who are still producing in our society and hopefully bringing wealth to our society are the ones now getting slapped with a fee for simply producing and having insurance. That's just unconscionable.
Well, it gets worse than that, just to be honest with you, because if this bill were to pass, what they're asking basically is employees to do is to pay twice to access their benefits. They're asking to pay once through the monthly premiums that they pay at their workplace, and then they're going to ask them to pay again and again and again through the $10.64 fee. So it's kind of a double hit here for those working people that you're talking about.
All right. I got to ask you. I mean, I've seen a lot of bills. You know, I spent 8 years down in Montgomery. I worked with you quite a bit while I was there.
Yes, sir.
And I look at it and think, okay, some bills, you look at them and they're just so bad. You know, they're not going to make it through the process. Might end up get out of committee. Does this bill have legs? Are they talking about really getting this thing passed?
Well, it had legs a couple of weeks ago in the House Insurance Committee when it passed out unanimously on a voice vote. And you know how voice votes are from time to time. But
oh, yeah.
I think that as more people find out about what this bill does and how far-reaching it is, just to be honest with you, I've never seen one piece of legislation that had a broader impact on a widespread section of Alabamians than this particular piece of legislation. It's absolutely unheard of. It's everybody goes to the pharmacy and gets prescriptions for themselves or their kids. And to find past a piece of legislation like this, like I said, where there is no accrued value for the additional fee other than pharmacy owners being enhanced. And they have said publicly that we need this money to pay our overhead, our electricity bill, and our rent and things like that. That's the cost of doing business. You know, what about the muffler shop owner? What about those people? Yeah. When are they going to come in and ask them for the same kind of treatment? It's unheard of.
Well, so Representative Philip Rigsby, who is from Madison, which is, you know, in the heartbeat of my listening area, is this bill sponsor. How does he defend this? I got about 2 minutes left. How does he defend this bill?
Representative Rigsby is a pharmacist, is a practicing pharmacist.
Oh.
His defense is basically that the pharmacists are not being reimbursed at the level on every prescription that they're dispensing. On the other side, he's not talking about the drugs that pharmacists dispense where they're making more of a profit. I don't know of a business in Alabama that doesn't have a loss leader items where you make more on one item than you do on the other. That's true in grocery stores, automobile, you know, service places, things like that. So, but their justification is basically that the pharmacists are not being reimbursed enough on every drug. So what this bill does, succinctly, is it guarantees that every drug they dispense, they cannot lose money on any drug. So by definition, that means if you can't lose money, the only thing they can do is make money. And, you know, that's price fixing, either way you count it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I got to be honest with you, I have to, and I don't know Rigsby, so I'll say this carefully but not carefully, is there is a serious issue if you're trying to pass legislation from which you will personally profit. And I'm not asking you to comment on that because I know you got to work with people down in Montgomery. But I look at this and think he should be the last person carrying this bill right now.
He no longer has a pharmacy, and to clarify that he's not a practicing pharmacist. He is a pharmacist, but he is advocating this on behalf of pharmacists in this profession, and hopefully we'll get some clarity to this and further discussion and try to get this bill in a position to where it can be modified or just make it to go away.
Well, Robin, listen, I've enjoyed knowing you for years. War Eagle, by the way. But this bill needs to die a quick and ugly death, a very public death. And so I hope that you and the others who are trying to bring awareness to it are successful.
Well, we'll vote you aye. Thank you for your advocacy, and it's good talking with you.
All right. Take care, Robin. Wow. All right, and Rigsby is maybe listening right now, or maybe somebody who knows him is listening right now. I guess I need to call him and say, dude, tell me about your bill, because right now what I'm seeing is, what I just heard, is a bill that says every single prescription in that bag when you stop at the pharmacist costs you $10.64 more for no other reason except to give a profit margin to the business owner. And that's just freaking wrong. I mean, I can't do that on anything else. Like he said, Robin's example was the muffler shop. Every muffler costs you $10 more just so we can have a profit. Well, that's called the cost of doing business. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll take some text messages coming up bottom of the hour. U.S. Senator Katie Britt coming on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.